This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us. As we head back to school, our annual fall tradition, this year it takes us to Meadowview Christian Academy. Back in 1973, some local families, with a conviction to provide their children with a Christian education, opened what was then the Susquehanna Valley Christian Academy. It started in a local church. Students were enrolled in grades 2 through 7, and the school was moved to Calvary Bible Fellowship Church, and grades 8 through 12 were added in 1975. They have since had to cut off the high school grades, although they've still been continuing their operations, and they've even recently expanded. We want to thank the school for joining us today. We'll have some of the teachers, some of the students, and even one of the chapel speakers who himself has been an integral part of Meadowview Christian Academy over the years. At Meadowview, the education is centered around the
B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E Bible.
In other ways, it's school as usual for kids, even starting before kindergarten. The singing you've been hearing comes from Wednesday morning chapel, a weekly tradition at Meadowview Christian Academy. By the way, as we visited, David Zeigert was the guest speaker, and we'll hear from him later about his involvement with the school and what it means to him. But let's begin with the administrator, Stephanie Lytle, and longtime supporter, teacher, volunteer, Sharon Landau.
So you're the newer among the two here, but not overly new. You've been around a while. Give me some idea of what have been your responsibilities.
Well, this is actually starting my 18th year here. I've been first started as first grade teacher alongside with Mrs. Landa, who's standing next to me. And we came on together in 2007. She was the kindergarten teacher. I was first grade. It was the only year I could say that my daughter was in kindergarten, I was the first grader, and my other daughter was in second grade. So that's long past now, because this is starting, like I said, my 18th year, and I've had many hats, kindergarten, first, and second grade teacher, but this is brand new for me in the office in this new realm. But I am learning, and I am enjoying it, even through the trials. Okay. So.
And you've been here involved a bit longer.
Yes, yeah, since 1974. I was their second teacher and taught here for a number of years and then had a child, left for a while, always supported the school. Then I came back years later and also became the kindergarten teacher for a while, for about 4 years.
What can you tell me about the background and how this came to be?
Originally, there were 3 churches involved to begin the school, and they were like the umbrella of the school. Now, I think mostly it's from tuition and donations, mm-hmm. and supporters that keeps the school going, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I know some of the schools kind of, their niche is that they don't have an affiliation with a church, but other ones have been started by a church. So this is kind of was started, but now is more of an independently.
Correct. Okay. I believe that's a good description of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where do the students come from here? I mean, it's I always think of this as kind of a underserved area if you guys weren't here, because it's quite a distance to the next mm-hmm. Christian school.
We take students, most of our students come from Shamokin area, but we do have busing from Southern, Line Mountain, Shikellamy, and Mount Carmel. So those are the 5 okay. areas that we support.
Okay. And either any of those, with the exception of maybe Shikellamy, I mean, that is a drive to another school.
It's a little drive, but we did in the past, I think even Mrs. Landau had some students that came from there, and they mm-hmm. still, at just recently, they visited not too long ago, came to say, hey, let's check this out and see our old teachers. So it's good to see our alumni that have moved on.
Okay. What's the kind of the outreach to get people aware of this? I mean, are people aware of it mostly, or is it kind of a thing you have to always be on top of?
A little bit of both. I mean, we've been here since probably, I mean, the building itself has been here since the 70s. We acquired it in 1978, and I think we're still hidden, we're off the beaten path, and people still don't know that we are here serving this community, this area. Okay. So.
And it's so close to, is this 61?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So close to 61, but yet you feel like you're in a little neighborhood.
We're in a little tiny community, hopefully shining our light here for those around us, but it is a struggle to get supporters in here. But we're, you know, the local churches and the parents, like Mrs. Landau said, you know, one thing I'd like to do, we've got a sign out on 61. We'd like a billboard, you know, kind of like, you know, Knoebels does with their big billboards, you know. but a little bit more noticing, you know. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully this on the radio will let some more people know,
yes,
too, that
definitely.
Maybe wouldn't otherwise hear. Has that, Mrs. Landau, has that changed over the years, the kind of the perception of Christian schools? I mean, when this started, a lot were starting at the same time, and that was fascinating me that there were so many in this area that started within that 1 or 2 year period. Has the perception of them changed?
I believe so, Matt. I see a little more apathy toward Christian education, even though it is so important. I still firmly believe in Christian education. I believe in Meadowview Christian Academy, and I believe in this lady right here. She has the heart for children. She has the heart of ministry. So I think that we're going to have a good year. And I mean, I know there's going to be struggles and challenges already, but I think that we will overcome, that Meadowview will overcome them.
And I was here a number of years ago, but this annex building here is new, so give me a little of that. I guess the school started elsewhere, right, and moved and now came here. And
yes. I think it started in a church, and then it moved to...
I think it started in Baptist Church.
Okay. Right. And then it moved to Calvary Bible Fellowship Church on 2nd Street in Shamokin. Yes. And then it went to Mosser's Restaurant. And before it came here.
Mm-hmm. Was that the banquet hall?
The banquet hall.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was there 33 years ago next week for my wedding reception.
I'll tell you a little story. When we were located at the Mosser's Banquet Hall, on the weekends that there was a wedding on Saturday and the reception was there, mm-hmm. we had to tear the school down and pack it away and then reposition it on Sunday afternoon to be ready for Monday. That happened a few times.
Yeah.
We've come a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice to have your own building and the nice addition here.
Yeah.
What was the drive behind that? Was it just a lack of space? You said we really...
A lack of space. I think Mrs. Landau, when she was here in 2007, when she came back, mm-hmm. it was a trailer, basically, mm-hmm. that we had two classrooms in there, K-4 and kindergarten, mm-hmm. and we've outgrown this building to the point where we needed more space, and we put this up about 6 years ago. So this holds our twos and threes, our K-4 and our kindergarten program in the annex, and in our main building we have first through eighth.
Okay. And I can name 4 or 5 Christian schools in the, you know, greater region here that have closed in recent years. Mm-hmm. Do you guys feel like, you know, what are you doing right, I guess I should, maybe that's the way to phrase the question.
Well, we've got the faith of Jesus Christ. That's what we have. So
we've had good leader. We have good board members over the years, and we've had good administrators. So I know this school has struggled year after year, but yet it's still standing. It's still present. I think that says something.
And there certainly have been, you know, different reasons other ones have closed, but it's just, you know, it's a smaller school here, but the fact that even that you've added on in recently.
Right. Mm-hmm. A lot of prayer. There's been a lot of prayer, even in this past present getting started for this school year, looking for teachers, looking to continue growing. To continue thriving, you know, not just surviving. We want to move forward and thrive.
Okay. So. And attendance right now, is that what?
Well, we're at our lowest we've been in a while. We've been, back in 2019, we had 96 students, and today we're at 59. So, I mean, and that, like I said, ranges from the twos and threes program to eighth grade. But hoping to build. Okay.
But that's bounced back and forth
it
over the years.
Over the years. I mean, it's up and down all the time.
It's not like you're seeing a decline now. It's in danger.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. And teachers, employees, how many are on the payroll here?
We have 10 teachers. We have combined classes right now in the main building. We have first and second combined. We have third and fourth combined. And our upper grades, fifth through eighth. And we have four teachers in the building, in the main building. And then we have three teachers with some aides that move back and forth between buildings to help the combined classrooms.
And I always think Christian school teachers, they don't do it for the paycheck. They do it for because it's in their heart, because no one's getting rich.
No.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is a desire. It's a love. I see these kids, I go home, I get frustrated a couple times with things that just, the behind-the-scenes stuff, the office work, and I come back the next day, and I'm refreshed every morning when I see their faces.
Now let's hear from some of the students, beginning with Jaden Willow, who tells us why she comes to Meadowview.
Because it's Christian, and I have all my friends here.
You've been here since kindergarten?
Since K-2s and 3s.
Oh, okay, so you were here even before kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're in fourth grade, and you're how old?
I'm 9.
9, okay. Tell me a bit about a normal school day, and, what are some of the classes you're in, and what which ones you like the best?
Well, I like math and spelling the best, and, for history, I also like that one, because we have to go to another classroom, and we're with another teacher, and we just learned about it this year.
Any teachers that have made an impact on you that you'll in the future look back and say, wow, that really helped me with living my life?
I like Mrs. Lenihan, but she's not here anymore. She was always nice, and she dealt with this one kid in my class really good.
She was good at handling any situation that came up. Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys do, field trips or anything like that out sometimes?
We do. We usually go to Lake Tobias.
Okay.
And at the end of the year, we always go to Knoebels.
Sophie Gemberling's in eighth grade. She tells us why she comes to Meadowview.
To get, a more in-depth, learning about God in all different ways, except just at home. You can do it in all types of different classes here. And this is more like a family than a school.
Next year, she will have to move on, however, since the school right now only goes to eighth grade. She's been here since kindergarten, in fact.
I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited. But okay. I really like this school, so I'm sad to leave.
Next step, probably Columbia County Christian School, she says. Any favorite courses?
I like Bibles. That's classic. I like math because my teacher really explains it to me, and it's a necessary skill.
How about a favorite teacher?
Mrs. Lytle, because she's been here through the whole time I've been, and now that she's principal finally, I'm going to miss her.
Next up, a younger student, Weston Parsons, is a second grader. He said his parents sent him here because
they heard it was a Christian school, and I decided I wanted to go to a Christian school too because I wanted to learn about the Lord.
Favorite parts of school?
I like basically everything.
How about a teacher that's impacted you?
Mrs. Latshaw, who is my teacher. And they combined it first and second, so Mrs. Latshaw is my favorite teacher because I'm still with her.
Weston is 8 years old. And just before we conclude the program with David Zeigert, whom we spoke of earlier, let's hear from one of the parents of students at the school. Desiree Wansock is quite new to Meadowview and has a couple of younger kids in the program.
How long have you been aware of this place?
Actually, it's super new to me. I heard about it probably 2 years ago, and I decided to get my oldest daughter enrolled in the K-4 program because I've heard it's been exceptional. And the second we started coming here, my kids responded so well. We love the teachers and love the staff, so it's been a great experience.
What's the best part of something like this? Is that, the size sometimes, I think, lends itself to that more intimate connection.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. The smaller classrooms are amazing. I mean, my daughter's in kindergarten and there's only 9 students, which is great. We want the school to grow, but I feel that they're learning, a lot more having that one-on-one.
What was it about when you did find out about it? What was it that appealed?
I would say the staff. They were just so welcoming, and my kids They were drawn to, you know, the teachers right away. They are very loving and very kind, and I just feel like they're really teaching them to be good little people, okay. Which is so important.
Okay. And what was your experience education-wise? Did you use public school or?
Yes, I went to public school. Okay. I went to Southern Columbia.
Your kids come home, and it's not like a trauma for mom to say, oh, here's what happened. Do you feel like it's like, oh, they had a good day?
It has been a great experience from day one. Yeah. They get in that car, and they're ready to tell me all about their day. Everything that they've learned, and there's no like transition with the after school, you know, chaos. I just feel that they're happy.
Once they get to eighth grade, if they haven't added anything here, will you send them to Southern or is it?
I probably would, but I'm really hoping to keep them here as long as possible.
Maybe they'll add 4 more grades by then.
Oh my gosh, I can only hope.
Yeah, okay.
And in conclusion today, we hear from David Zeigert, who today spoke at chapel, but he's been around the school for many years.
And your connection to the school, aside from being the chapel speaker today, goes way back as well with your own children. I believe you said you have 12 of them?
Actually we do. We have an even dozen. It's exciting. We actually thought of adopting at one point, but I think that's where my wife drew the line. But we praise God for our children, yes.
But and they came through the school here. And what made you send them here?
Well, we knew people connected with the school when we moved here some 35 years ago, and we just felt very comfortable with the leadership here, that there was obviously a godly mindset. It was Christ-centered. We loved the staff, and we wanted our children to be in this kind of environment. And so it was an easy choice for us, a clear choice. And God enabled us to be able to pay the small tuition all those years. I think we had almost every one of our children at Meadowview at one time or another.
Do you speak at the chapel several times a year, or how's that?
Yes, I do. I do, and it's my joy. Okay. It really is the small contribution to make to the school for how they contributed to our lives over the years in ways that are countless. I can't even properly estimate the value of what Meadowview Christian Academy did for our children. So it's my joy to be able to come back now, these many years later, and to invest in the work, if only occasionally in chapel. But it's a joy to be with the children.
Yeah, I could tell makes sense that you have 12 children because you interacted so well with the group in there.
Yeah, well, and children are so easy. Adults, not so much. We just love how natural, spontaneous children are. They have such an apparent innocence, and they don't doubt everything, you know. And so it's a joy to be with children. They're teachable very often. And so we're involved in Child Evangelism Fellowship quite heavily as a husband and wife, Janet and I. And so to be here again with children, as I said to begin with, it makes me weep just for the joy.
Thanks again to Stephanie Lytle, Sharon Landau, David Zeigert, Desiree Wonsock, and of course Sophie, Weston, and Jaden for joining us on today's WPGM Community Forum as we've been showing you around the Meadowview Christian Academy. If you do want some more information, that's their website, meadowviewchristian.org. You can find out the history. You can find out what you would need to do if you're interested in sending your student here to Meadowview. Thanks for joining us on the WPGM Community Forum. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.